This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I'm going to set up this next story with a list of companies that all have something in common, something bad, I should say. JP Morgan, Dairy Queen, eBay. Got it yet? All right, so these two will give it away, Target and Sony. And believe me, I could go on. They're all companies that have been hacked. Millions of people affected. Millions, probably billions, actually, of dollars by now lost. So there's huge demand for people smart in cybersecurity. The catch is the companies say they can't find enough of those workers to meet the demand that exists. So a program in Silicon Valley is trying to get more people interested in cybersecurity, and they are starting them young. Sam Harnett reports.
We're in a room full of fourth graders learning about computer code. These kids know the basics, even which language they're in.
C++.
No, that's what it is. C++.
This after-school course was developed by nearby San Jose State University. It's designed to encourage an interest in cybersecurity that might someday turn into a job. In the class, kids are typing up the code and fixing any errors they made. You know, bugs.
Instead of putting in, I put M, and this one I forgot to put in N.
James Estrella is showing me the bug in his code. It could break his whole program, he says. Or worse, let someone hack into it.
It's just weird. Like, on one little tiny mistake, and then it affects everything. It's really weird.
The instructor, David Macias, says the kids have quickly realized how much of the world around them is hackable.
There was a lot of like, I can make games, I can make this. And then they took a step back and said, whoa, wait a minute, someone can hack me. Someone can hack my phone, someone can hack my car. And they just started going off with stories about like, oh, someone hacked this, someone hacked that.
The road to a well-paying job in cybersecurity is long and complex. Employers require special certifications, which take years of experience to obtain.
Hey, we have a problem.
Matt Siegelman is CEO of the job analytics firm Burning Glass Technologies. He says there isn't a good pipeline to fill industry demand for cybersecurity workers. His firm put out a report showing that the number of cybersecurity job openings has nearly doubled in the last 6 years.
Today, what you're seeing is that Main Street industry, large businesses, small businesses, are sweating this stuff. And they should be.
Hackers are going after companies left and right. But kids aren't learning about cybersecurity until college, says Virginia Lemkol-Dakwe. She developed these cybersecurity courses, which now run from third grade through high school. At first, she says, they raised a lot of eyebrows.
Believe me, cybersecurity was not anything anybody was thinking about.
But for her, it's a no-brainer. It's interesting, educational, and there are jobs.
The realization is that this is a lucrative and interesting pathway, and let's expose our kids to this early.
Some may discover that they've got what it takes to go into cybersecurity, that they love breaking things apart, seeing how they work, obsessing over code. Those people are rare, says Thomas Austin. He's a professor of computer science at San Jose State University.
Maybe the mindset's the hardest thing to train. Maybe we can't train it. I don't know.
Austin says you can tell which kids are already hooked on cybersecurity.
There's definitely kids who are up on all the latest security exploits, and occasionally I have that embarrassing moment where they're more up on something than I am. Like, oh, yeah, okay, I got some reading to do.
Maybe James Estrella will grow up to be one of those kids. He proudly shows me the computer code he's typed up. And I can't help asking him that dumb thing adults always ask kids.
So do you think this is something you might want to do? Do you like programming?
Yeah, I want to be an engineer in the future. Yeah, I'll do it.
Estrella says he already knows more about computers than his parents.
The more I get used to it, I think the more it's easier for me.
He says to have good security, you just need to get rid of the bugs in your code. Oh, and to make strong passwords. Otherwise, he says, you could get hacked. In San Jose, I'm Sam Harnett for Marketplace.